From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. As we age, our ability to think and remember starts to deteriorate. But not everyone. Some of us have brains that age more slowly. Enter the superager. Superagers are people over the age of 80. Who have the brain structures and abilities of much younger people. 87-year-old Bill Guralnick is a superager.
What do I feel like? If I was to give a number, I'd probably feel like I'm about my early 70s.
Scientists know that parts of the brain decrease in size with age. But in superagers, that process is much slower. Emily Rogalski is a neuroscientist at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago, Illinois. In a recent study, she showed that superagers have young brains. The area of the brain responsible for attention and memory, the cortex, was shown to be thicker in superagers.
When we look at the cortex of their brain, we see that on average that it looks more like a 50-year-old brain than it looks like an average 80-year-old brain.
Not only do superagers have thicker cortexes, they have more von Economo neurons. These large brain cells appear to be involved with social-emotional communication. But their exact purpose is still a mystery. Scientists writing for Smithsonian Magazine also call them spindle neurons and say they are brain cells for socializing. Scientists say superagers have several things in common, including an active lifestyle. Many travel and play sports. They are often big readers. And they usually have healthy relationships. And spend time with friends. Superagers also seem to have certain common personality traits. Rogalski says they are, for the most part, known for their optimism, resilience, and perseverance. Growing old, she adds, does not have to be depressing and sad.
Perhaps if we expected a bit better from ourselves, then we would understand that not all aging is doom and gloom.
As lead investigator of the study, Rogalski jokingly said that superagers do not grow on trees, meaning they are special and few. She says she wants to find out the reasons Guralnick's mind is working so well and not aging as quickly as most. Guralnick's own father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in his 50s. Solving this mystery, Rogalski says, may help those who suffer from brain diseases such as Alzheimer's.
We think if we can understand the factors contributing to superaging, it may offer new hypotheses and new ways to explore the challenges in Alzheimer's disease.
The science behind superaging is a relatively new but growing field. Scientists involved in the research offer this advice as we age. Stay active, learn new things, challenge yourself, surround yourself with healthy relationships. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.